Tuesday, January 6th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen, and this is Thursday, January 6th, 2011. Yes, it's the first Thursday of the year, or as I like to think of it, Mojak Jaj Wadich, the first suffix day. Suffixes are one of the most interesting aspects of the Klingon language, and one of the most important. They're also the key to mastering the language, because while Klingon does have a lot of suffixes, once you've started learning them, they greatly expand the range and subtlety at your command with just a few nouns and verbs. Trust me on this, you are going to love suffixes. They come in two types. Klingon has both noun suffixes and verb suffixes. Each of these are broken into various categories or types. There are 5 types of noun suffixes and 9 types of verb suffixes. The verb suffixes also have a 10th category, and I promise we'll spend time talking about them on a future Thursday. But for today, we're going to stick with the nouns. Your first suffix is a type 4 noun suffix. Type 4 suffixes fall into one of 2 subgroupings, indicating either possession or specification. The suffix we're going to look at today is one of possession, and it has 2 forms, which reflect the way in which Klingon carves up reality. Often in languages, some words or parts of speech change as a function of the category membership of other words. In English, for example, we see this with some nouns where the form changes depending on the sex of the individual. Thus, a female waiter might be called a waitress instead. Klingon doesn't do that. In a Klingon restaurant, your waiter or waitress or waitron will always be called a jobwit, regardless of sex. However, Klingon does make a distinction between things that can possess language and things that cannot, and we see that in some type 4 noun suffixes, including today's. I'll give you the English translation first. When you put this type 4 noun suffix on a word, it indicates that the thing it's attached to is yours. Your ship, or your waiter, or your deluxe apartment in the sky. It's yours. However, depending on whether this thing of yours can possess language, the form of the suffix is different. If it's a ship, and we assume for the moment that it's not a particularly smart or loquacious ship, and thus does not possess language, you would say doojlij, your ship, where dooj is the word for ship that we discussed earlier in the week, and lij is the type 4 suffix indicating that it's yours. And for those of you spelling along at home, lij is rendered L, capital I, J. However, if you want to talk about your waiter, and again, for purposes of this example, let's assume that your waiter does possess the ability to use language, then you'd say jobwit lit. Let's break this down, too. Jobwit is the bonus word I snuck in today, meaning waiter. Lit is the version of the type 4 noun suffix that expresses your for nouns that use language. It's spelled L, capital I, apostrophe. That apostrophe represents the absence of sound called a glottal stop. Klingon uses this non-sound the same way it uses the other sounds of the language, and so it has a character in the alphabet. If you're not sure how to make a glottal stop, rest easy, you've probably been doing it for years. It's that pause that occurs in the middle of the word, uh-oh. You don't say, oh, gliding directly from one vowel to the other. Rather, you paused the flow of air, formed a clean break, and then moved on to the next vowel. Uh-oh. That's what a glottal stop does. One other thing you need to know about using the lij-lit pair is that the your in question is singular. I'm talking about your waiter or your ship, where the you is singular. If you're sitting in the restaurant with someone else and I want to refer to the waiter for both of you, it's a different your and has a different suffix in Klingon, one which we'll save for a different Thursday. Note, however, if you, and here we're back to just you, if you have more than one waitress or more than one ship, we still want to use the lij-lit pair. The focus on singular as opposed to plural refers to the possessor and not the thing or things being possessed. Got it? That's all the time we have for today. We've been at this for several days now, and you might notice the feelings of growing confidence as little by little, day by day, we cover more ground. It's starting to sneak up on you, and that's fine. Let it happen. We've got plenty of time. And speaking of time, until our next one, remember, Kopme Poshmoch Chol. Language opens worlds.